And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Thanks for tuning in. Again, it's Andy filling in today for Al, and I'm happy to be with you today on Tell Al Tuesday. I love Al's Tell Al shows. We bring on a guest, obviously, and I'm happy to host today's guest. If you have any questions for me, you can send those over to askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc. If you miss Al, you can send a message to him at askal@luinc.com. Al's out living the lifestyle. Again, I'll let him tell you where he's been, what he's been up to when he is available for you again. But again, I'm going to be speaking with a guest today, and I'm real excited about this. If you caught any of my shows, I like to travel. We've got an RV. I call it the RV bunker. It served us well during COVID. We go all over the place for, 30 days, a month at a time or whatever, enjoying our lifestyle. And I got to travel to Mississippi a number of times. Roosevelt State Park. It's kind of between Jackson and Meridian, just north of I-20. First place that we did an extended camp after we got that RV. I love the piney woods there. But enough about that part of Mississippi. My guest today is in Mississippi, not too far from that campground, in fact. And I'm going to talk today with Clint. So, Clint, hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Andy.
Now, Clint, you're northeast Mississippi. Why don't you start by setting the table for us? Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background. What do you do, your family, et cetera?
All right, so I'm a manufacturing engineer, and I'm married. My wife, she's a sixth grade school teacher. We got married back in 2020 during COVID. We have two daughters. One of them's three and one of them's one. So we always have our hands full running around with them.
Yeah, I bet.
and then outside of saving up to buy some houses and real estate, I mean, we don't do too much. We try to just enjoy hanging out with our kids and going to the little place up the road from us where there's a lake, and we'll go play on the playground up there. But we try to keep it fairly simple while we're young, just so we can save up and put money back to hopefully get this cash flow going, so we can live the lifestyle one day.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, and your kids are young, and it's a good time to enjoy your time with them. I guess with work, that's a balancing act. My son is now 8, by the way. It's hard to believe. He was 3 when I started hosting this radio show, so people that have been listening for longer have probably heard me mention his age from time to time, and yeah, he's just sprouting up. He's a tall little guy now, so enjoy those days. But now you're up in the northeast part of Mississippi. Well, you're in Mississippi. How the heck did you find Lifestyles Unlimited? We're based out of Texas.
So back in college, I had a goal of investing in real estate. I wasn't sure how to do it or anything like that, but I knew that I wanted to buy real estate one day. Well, I actually have a aunt and uncle who are lead investors with Lifestyle. They live down in San Antonio. And I just happened to see a post they put on Facebook, and I was looking into it, and I didn't even know they invested in real estate. So I called him and told him about the goals that I had. When me and my wife got married, we actually sat down and wrote down some goals. And on that sheet, I said that I wanted to have 15 rental houses by the time I was 40 or 45. I can't really remember. So I called him and I was talking to him about it. And I said, I have this goal, but I have no idea how to do it. And so he sent me a link to the free workshop. And we got on there and watched the free workshop. And that's how it all got started.
Okay. Now, would I be correct in assuming then you had no prior real estate experience as an investor?
Nope, none at all.
None at all, right? And to the listener, you don't have to. Clint, I didn't have any either. I was a corporate job guy for, decades. So that's perfectly okay. Now, you went to the free workshop. And for the listener, if you want to check that out, it's free, as the name implies. It's about, hour and a half, done fully online now. It's virtual, but it is live. It is interactive. And you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com, and there's a button to register there. But when you attended that free workshop, what was it that we said or that the presenter said that caught your attention that day?
I think one of the big things for me was the 5 ways of making money in real estate. I never really realized that because in my mind back in the day, we were going to, you know, buy the houses with cash once we saved up enough and then cash out of pocket, fix them. So we would just, we wouldn't have any leverage. So seeing the five ways of making money and the leverage on it, that was really my, that was my aha moment of, you know, I want to learn more. I want to know more about what they're offering.
Yeah. And the next step obviously is go to the Financial Freedom Seminar, which is 2 days. Now you're in Mississippi. Did you come to one of the offices and do that in person, or did you do the 2 day online somewhere?
We did it online. We actually did the four part. So
okay.
We could do it. Yeah, we could do it in the evening after we got the kids in bed, you know, so we could have a nice quiet house to sit down and watch it.
And now, did you attend that, or did your wife join you as well?
We both did it.
Okay. And let me unpack that a little bit for the listener. So what I'm talking about, the Financial Freedom Seminar, and I actually went to this, Clint, in Dallas. I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area just a couple of weeks ago. And it's 2 days. If you go to the in-person thing, you can do it virtually as well. But day one, all we talk about is some mindset stuff, because a lot of people need to shift their mindset. But we get into the houses, which is what we're going to talk about today. That's the meat right there that we get into on Saturday. Then on Sunday, it's all about apartments. And it's funny, Clint, a lot of people that I saw at the 2 day this past time I went, they were there for the houses just like you. But by the time we got to Sunday, ooh, a lot of them shifted their mindset, said, wow, I can do apartments. Yeah, you can. So you had some eye openers just at the free workshop. What were some of the big takeaways for you at the 2 day or the four part?
So, like I said about the free workshop, the five different ways of making money. And then as we got a little deeper into that in the four part of how, like, the different ways of financing. So I didn't realize that you could get into a deal with as little out of pocket as you can. And then when you're getting in with that little out of pocket, your returns are so much bigger because you don't have as much money in the deal. So even if you have $10,000 in the deal, but you made $20,000, well, then you just made 200%. Whereas if you had to come out of pocket, you know, $30,000, well, then your returns aren't as well. So just being able to see that financing on there, it was really an eye-opener for me.
Very good. And we'll talk a little bit, I think, later in the show about financing. The houses you've bought are in Mississippi, so I want to hear a little bit about how you've handled that. Now, you said you and your wife sat together and did the four-part for the ongoing, beyond the seminar. Is this more or less the Clint show, or are you both on board, both participating, both diving in with both feet here?
We're both on board in the sense that this is what we want to do. I think I may be a little more of in the lead role of actually, you know, the hands-on getting it done. We both do our education, so we have separate logins, and I've done my single-family education, and she gets on and, you know, she does her own single-family education and tracks hers. So she's learning along the way as well, but I think I may be a little more in the lead of actually hands-on, but we're both on board of, you know, this is what we want to do.
Very good. Very good. And I get the question, Clint, sometimes from the one spouse or the other that, man, my husband just doesn't want to do this thing. My wife doesn't care about, you know, they have a little bit of friction there. So that's a good thing to hear. It's a hard question to answer sometimes. Now, you did the four part. You sat through both single family and apartments. Why did you choose to start with single family over apartments?
So we went the single family route first, just basically just because of capital. I mean, I'm 26, my wife, she's 25 now, so we haven't really accumulated too much yet, so we didn't really have the capital just to go straight into multifamily, so just seemed like single family was the right route for us. We went into it and trying to chase equity capture so, you know, we can multiply a little quicker and hopefully get that capital built up quicker, and we have goals to switching over into multifamily in the coming years.
I love it. I love it. And very well spoken. And that, you know, that was one of the conversations at the 2 day I recently went to. Depending on where you are with your capital, go single family route, build it up. And boy, like mm-hmm. you said, equity capture right now is huge in the market. For the listener, what is equity capture? We make money, you said, five ways. Cash flow, okay, clear. We get the rent, we pay our fixed expenses. What's left over is our cash flow. Equity capture, though, is because we're buying distressed property and we're adding value back. But it's fun because I buy it for 100, put 50 in, but now it's worth 200. There's a big gap there. That's our equity capture. Those are our two big numbers, and there's some other equity plays plus the tax advantages. We'll talk about those another day. But yeah, if you don't have the capital to go apartments, do single family. My wife and I did the exact same thing. You know what the biggest regret most real estate investors have, Clint?
What's that?
Not starting sooner. You're easily a decade and a half before I bought my first house. So you guys, you have time on your side. And we'll hear a little bit about your trajectory to date. But, you know, I think you said what your goal was 15 houses by 40 or 45. I bet you're going to knock that out of the park. It's going to happen a whole lot faster than maybe you anticipated. Now, let's talk single family. So you chose the single family route. Good reasons why. Capital, build that capital. Great way to go. You're in Mississippi. Where did you find that first single family house that you bought?
Yeah. So we live in Meridian, Mississippi, just a little south of there in a town called Enterprise. And we had searched around, just driving around, seeing some vacant houses. You know, calling up, really not seeing much. Going on Zillow, and we looked at a few houses, but couldn't really find any that make sense or honestly, they didn't make sense. We were just a little scared on our first deal because they had to have a ton of rehab. But I was actually just driving home from work one day, and there's a house that's just not even a mile up the road from my house. And I noticed it, and I got to thinking, I don't ever see a car there. So I just looked up who the property owner was, and I asked around to some friends to see if anybody knew the guy, and somebody knew him. So I got his number and called him. And I just asked him, you know, would you be willing to sell the house? And he's talked with his wife, and they were willing to sell it. So we went and looked at it, run the numbers on it, and turned out to be a deal. So that's how we got our first one.
I hope the audience is listening closely there. It's not hard, is it?
Not hard at all.
No, you might need to come a little bit out of your comfort zone. I'm an introvert. I don't really like talking to people a whole lot, you know, all the time necessarily. But if you wanted to be in this business, you have to get comfortable with having those conversations. So, hey, that's didn't take a realtor, didn't take a lot of crazy searching in MLS or, you know, online. Bam, just in the neighborhood. What did that house look like? Yep. You said no car. Was it getting a little overgrown, maybe a little deferred maintenance? What did you see besides the lack of vehicles?
The outside actually wasn't bad. The guy who owned it lived right up the road as well, and he kept the yard cut. He'd always go there and cut the yard. I mean, the outside was a little dirty. He didn't wash the house or anything like that. So it, from the curb, it actually wasn't bad at all. When he went inside, they had been doing some rehab on it and was just doing all the work themselves and working on it. So the inside wasn't bad, but it just, you know, looked like a construction site on the inside. So
yeah, but they'd made some progress for you. That's great. Well, first of all, congratulations. And again, there are many, many ways to find a house to buy, and that's one of the things we do talk about at the Financial Freedom Seminar. How do you do this? You know, we learn how to search online, but this is a wonderful way. I mean, Meridian, what's the population there in your area?
Meridian is a little bigger. I'm not 100% sure what the population is. We don't do all of ours in Meridian. We're just a little south and down in our area in Enterprise.
Yeah, okay.
The town of Enterprise is, the population sign says 500, but I'd say we're probably around 1,200 to 1,500 in Enterprise, so just a little bit down.
Yeah, so we would call that a tertiary market. Jackson, mm-hmm. Capital of Mississippi, probably a primary market. Maybe multifamily might view that differently. But, I mean, geez, Mississippi as a whole, population-wise, is what, maybe half of what we have here in Dallas-Fort Worth or less.
Yeah.
But so it's a different market, I guess, is the point. When I've looked at Tennessee, and maybe you might look at Tennessee, it's not too far from you. Similar market, right? It's a lot of little pockets, a lot of what you're describing. Just a different dynamic there. So good deal. And if you're in a smaller town, I think that's a great place to capitalize on. Like you said, you've tracked the guy down pretty easily. It's a good place to go to capitalize on those connections. And I see we're getting a little bit long here on the segment. I'm going to take us into the break. When we get back, I want to find out a little bit more about the rehab, what you had to do to the house to get it going, how you rented it, and we'll go from there. We'll be right back.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host today, Andy Webb, filling in for Al Gordon. He's out enjoying the lifestyle. He'll be back with you soon. If you have any questions, send those over to me at askandy@luinc.com. tellal.com. And today on Tell Al Tuesday, we're talking with Clint. Clint's in Mississippi. And Clint, I didn't ask you, when did you join Lifestyles? When did you become a member?
So we joined at the FFP level back in 2023, October of 2023. We eventually upgraded last year.
Okay, so FFP for the listener, that's Financial Freedom Program. You become a member there. And that gives you access to the Financial Freedom Seminar. By the way, you don't have to go just once. You can go again and again and again. I like something, Clint, that a guest of mine said months or maybe a year or so ago. She said every time she buys a new house, she goes back to that seminar because there's something new going on, or she's just got a different perspective because she has now gained more experience. And I go back too, 12, 13 years later. I just went a few weeks ago. There's always something new, so I would encourage you to keep going back. So you joined in October 2023, picked up this first house middle, looks like early 2024. We've heard how you found it. I love that. Now, who was on your team? Who did the renovations? How did all that go down?
Yeah, so we didn't really have any Lifestyles vendors around us, so we just kind of called around with some people that we know who fixed up houses. So we got a local guy, it's called Chancellor Construction, who came and did our rehab. And then just a community bank right here in Meridian is who did our financing. And then title work right there in Meridian. And then I have a buddy of mine that I went to high school with does insurance. And he ended up getting us a really good, we got a few quotes, and he ended up having a good quote for us. So had a hometown guy get our insurance for us.
Very good. We'll talk about insurance in Mississippi here in a little bit, because I'll tell you what, I just got one of my renewals, Clint, here in Texas. It floored me. Holy cow, they're hammering us here. But we're going to come back to that one. So you mentioned a local connection on the financing. I had this question saved for later, but let's go there now. Was this whole concept, the thing we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, was it foreign to this bank, or did you have to explain it? And did you do the bridge loan type thing like we do with hard money and then refinance, or how did you handle the financing?
Okay, so originally we were talking with a financing company off of the vendor list, and we were going to do hard money. And I wasn't aware of a thing called rural stipulation. So we got the house under contract. We were working with them. And then another investor in Meridian that I talk to sometimes, he mentioned asking about rural stipulation. So I reached out to him and asked them, and they were like, yeah, let me look at the address, and they ran it. So it ended up being where they couldn't do it. So that's whenever we turned to the community bank. And it wasn't foreign to them. It's not hard money, but it's what they do is they loan us 85% of the lesser of the total project and the ARV. In a way, it kind of works like hard money, but not necessarily, whereas if you have a really high ARV to the project, you could come out of pocket less using hard money. But still, you know, we still get financing on the purchase of the house and the rehab.
Okay, let me rephrase that for the listener. So 85% of the lesser of either the project cost or the ARV. Project cost, in this case, just using my round numbers, that might be purchase price of 100 plus 50K to do renovation. So they'll lend you either 85% of that or the projected value when it's fixed up. In my example, I said 200, so 85% of that. That's going to be the higher number, therefore they lend you that 85% of purchase plus rehab. Did I get that right?
That's right.
And 85%, that's a great number. That's a really good. Typically with hard money financing, and hard money for the listener, it's just private money, and they do the same thing. They'll look at the after repair value, and they'll lend based on the work I'm planning to do. They'll hold back the repair escrows. That's a whole topic for another show, but typically they're doing either 70 or 75%. So you're getting a very good level of financing. Now, do you then have to refinance into longer term debt? Is this initially just a short term type product?
Nope, it's a one-time close. So we're already on first close. We're already on the long term, and then they just fund a little checking account at the bank for us for the rehab.
Very good. I love it. Big point here as well. Bam, you bumped your head against the wall. Hard money isn't going to work here due to this rural stipulation. And we've encountered that here in Texas occasionally in smaller markets. It is a thing. But you didn't quit, right? You didn't give up.
That's right.
That's the way to go. In fact, you didn't just quit after one, Clint. My mentor, way back when we joined in 2012, I remember her saying this very distinctly. It's like that can of chips. You pop off the lid, you reach your hand, and you eat that first chip. Do you stop with one? Absolutely, you do not. And would you say that's true of single family?
That's right. Yeah, once you get that first one done, you're like, I got to find more.
Yeah, and you found another one, right?
Yes, sir.
And in your area as well, Mississippi?
That's right.
Okay, tell us about that one. How did you find that one? Did you go to the same lender? Now, you got the rapport now. How did that one roll out?
So this one's actually, this one isn't just a mile to the road from my house. This one's about 40 minutes away from us. And I have a buddy who, when I see people and we get to talking, I let them know that I'm investing in real estate and that I'm buying houses. So this guy, his papa would actually talk to him about this house, so he forwarded it on to me. So we went and looked at it, and we went in, looked at it, ran the numbers on it, and it was going to be a great deal. So we already had that relationship with the guy at Community Bank, so we called them, gave them our numbers, and it smooth sailing from then on. I mean, we got under contract, and we closed 30 days later and had our second property.
Very good. And a big message here, I think, for the listener as well. You found the first one just by happenstance driving by, and now you've got word of mouth out into the community. And for those that are in smaller communities, I think this is probably a very helpful way to go. And Clint, I tell everyone too. I mean, probably people get tired of hearing me talking about it, I think, at this point. But yeah, we let everyone know what we're doing. And these things come up, and it's happened for me over the years as well. So definitely keep that going. And for the listener as well, don't be shy. Introvert,
that's right.
Don't be shy, you know. So same type of financing. Is this I'm just curious here, is this a type of Fannie Mae-backed product that you're getting, or is this some sort of less non-conventional lending?
Yeah, it's not. It's actually, at the community bank, they run it as a commercial loan. So
okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Man, so far, I'm talking to Clint for the first time. We've never met. I love what I'm hearing. I love what you're doing. Two houses in, what's next? Are you shopping around already, or do you need to kind of recover a little bit?
Well, we actually, the one we closed on back in, the second deal we did, we closed on it back in October, and we grabbed a good amount of equity in that one. So I've been talking around to some vendors on the vendor list, and we found some people who would let us do a cash out after 6 months. So we're actually looking at getting some cash out of that one. And we'll be doing that in April. So once that happens, then we'll be looking for our next deal. And we got a goal of buying three more this year.
Very good. Very good. We're going to talk in a minute about shifting to preferred and what that may mean. I do want to circle back to those two houses. I meant to ask you, renovations, what did the rehab look like on the two that you did?
So the first one wasn't too bad. We had to put a new stuff in the kitchen. The cabinets were falling apart. We initially just wanted to repaint them, but they were custom made, weird heights and everything, so we had to rip the cabinets out, put new cabinets in, new floors just in the kitchen. The rest of the floors in the house were good. The people were renovating before that, and they had just put those floors down. And then really other than that, it's just cosmetics. We had to paint. The only big thing we had was the people before us actually changed a bathroom into a closet. So then we went back and changed the closet back into a bathroom.
Proper. That is correct. What about the other house? Bigger or lesser rehab, or about the same?
The other house was bigger. You walk into that, and it's pier and beam. We had to floor all the way from the piers up. We had to do brand new floor, subfloor, everything there. Completely new kitchen. The kitchen was just bones when we went in. There was a chimney that was falling in on itself. We had to get rid of it. Redo both bathrooms, drywall in 3 out of 4 bedrooms, and then course, paint it and make it look nice.
Yeah, but to your point earlier, this one had the bigger equity capture, and that's typically what happens. The more work I have to do, the better price I'm going to get at purchase. Therefore, I'm going to have a bigger equity capture than, like you're going to do, right? 6 months later, cash out,
that's
redeploy,
right.
Get those
right.
Next three houses. That's the way you do it. Now, looking again at the show notes, you joined in October 2023 as a Financial Freedom Program member. That's where we want everybody to start. We want to make sure you know what you're getting into. You can decide single family or multifamily, because that'll drive further decisions. And you did decide to then become a preferred member middle of last year. What was the thinking there? What was the driver?
So like you mentioned earlier, in the 2 day, people come thinking they want to do single family. Then they get to Sunday and realize, man, multifamily, that's what I want to do. Well, we kind of had the same thing, but we weren't there yet. We knew we couldn't get to multifamily yet. So we had the plan of, you know, we'll start here. We'll up our membership to challenge and get the mentoring. And then, you know, down the road when we get ready, we'll go up to preferred. But my uncle, the lead investor, actually had a voucher for friends and family that he allowed us to use. So we were able to go all the way up to the preferred level at a discount. So we're like, you know, we plan to get there one day anyway. Why not go ahead and move up since we got a discount? So That's why we went ahead and made the jump.
Makes sense. And for the listener challenge, that's single family focused. You have mentoring, real estate leads, et cetera. Preferred includes that, but also goes the direction of apartments. And I don't know if you know this, we have several lead investors that actually have syndications. They've done apartments in Mississippi, I think in Biloxi, maybe Hattiesburg, down maybe more on the in the southern part of the state. Right. So hey, maybe you find that first passive deal right close to home. Not that you have to.
Yeah, we met a couple of them at the expo, and there's two of them who actually own in Meridian. So we got to speak with them.
Oh, in Meridian. Very good. Very good. So I'm curious, since we're back on Meridian and Mississippi in general, you now have a couple of rental houses there. Talk to us broadly about Mississippi. You know, when Lifestyles, especially Lifestyles Realty, goes into a new market, right? We've been in Texas for, 35 years. Now we're in Kansas and Missouri and the Carolinas, Georgia, Tennessee, et cetera. We're not going to those states that are more tenant-friendly, let's say resident-friendly. We're looking for landlord-friendly states. How does Mississippi sit on that spectrum? How would you define that?
I think it's pretty landlord-friendly. I mean, our insurance is low. The taxes are pretty low. And then eviction laws, they're not really, you know, they lean more towards the landlords than the tenants. So I think it's a pretty friendly, landlord-friendly state.
Okay, so if someone's not paying, it's not hard to get them out, much like in Texas. I can do that within a month. Now, you're newer to this, knock on wood, you don't ever deal with that. If you're screening your residents properly, like we teach during the two-day, and I can't tell you how many seminars, you shouldn't ever have to cross that road, that bridge. But we do want to be able to move people along, right, if they're not paying. Now, you mentioned taxes, and you mentioned insurance. And here in Texas, property taxes, woo, we cry about that every year. our valuations are going to be coming out pretty soon. And insurance, as I hinted at a moment ago, has really been jumping here. We've had a lot of storms. I had hail. I'm not kidding you. I had hail wake me up just last night. Not too bad in Mississippi, it sounds like.
No, not right now. Our first two, I mean, we're right around 1,000 on one and just right under 1,000 on the other in insurance. So, I mean, I think we got pretty good insurance.
Okay. That's not too bad. Now, how are your property taxes determined there? Is that something you can fight every year like we do in Texas?
I tried to reach out to a few people this past tax season to see, and I didn't get much feedback. I talked to a few guys who they do Section 8 rental in Meridian, and I tried to see, and they said they've tried to fight some a little bit, but never had any luck with it. It's something I'm going to look into a little more this coming year to see if we can't figure out something with fighting the taxes.
Is it? What are you paying? What's on one of the houses? What's the tax bill look like?
$1,500.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah,
I got one that just cleared $6,000. Yeah. This prior year. I mean, our values are up massively here, so that will certainly drive some of that. Mm-hmm. But do you have a state income tax in Mississippi?
We do.
Okay. That probably plays in a little bit there. So, okay, but on the whole, Mississippi, you know, I did a show from Paradise Ranch RV Resort when we were there this past August. And that's what I said. That's what I researched. That's what I figured out. Sounds like it's pretty landlord-friendly for those that are listening in the state. Bam, do what Clint's doing. Start to build that financial freedom. Now, you mentioned something. You used a word a moment ago that I want to come back to. You mentioned meeting lead investors at the Expo, the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. That one is coming up real soon here. That's going to be in Irving, Texas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, May 7th to the 10th. Are you planning on coming? Can you make it out again?
Yes, sir. We already got our room booked.
You got it booked. Perfect.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, hey, for the listener that may be wondering, what are you talking about? This thing is huge. Thousands of investors all in one place. Both members and non-members, right? We've got apartment investors. We've got single-family guys like myself, like Clint, all, you know, rubbing elbows, shoulder to shoulder, sharing war stories, you know, sharing contractors, maybe more importantly, getting those connections going, getting inspired, right? How was your experience at the last expo that you went to?
It was a really good time. I mean, I think the biggest thing was just being able to decompress the next week on everything we had learned, just going back through notes. You learn so much. You meet so many people. It's just, yeah, there's a lot of information to gain.
Yeah. Well, for the listener, I want to see you there. Again, it's going to be in Irving, Texas, May 7th through the 10th. Come for part of it. Come for the whole thing if you can. You can learn more about that if you text the keyword EXPO, E-X-P-O. Same text code. It's 88 007, Expo to 88007. You can see what different entry passes you have. There's a bus tour. If you're really interested in apartments, you may want to go on that, and you'll go out and see a number of different apartment communities that are in various stages of reconstruction or on different places on their business plan timeline. And if you use the promo code radio, you'll get a $100 discount on whichever pass you choose to get in with. Again, that's Expo to 88007. Well, great. I'll be there. You know, we typically have a radio booth, Clint, so hey, maybe I'll get to meet you there in person. Last question I have for you. We got about a minute and a half or so in the show. Clearly, you know, you used a word at the start of the show. You said you had goals, and one of those goals was to get to 15 houses by age 40, 45. I personally think you're going to exceed that by far. Since you've become a member, since you've started down this path, has that particular goal shifted? And maybe tell us about a couple other goals you might have for the short or midterm.
I think just realizing how fast we can move, that goal has definitely shifted a little bit. For this year, I said earlier, we have a goal of buying three more single-family houses. And since we are preferred members, we've been working on our passive certification. So we may want to look at maybe getting into our first passive deal whenever we can. And then long-term, we want to look at being an IRO one day and getting our own apartment complex to run. And then, of course, just keep getting into passive deals once we get to that point and then start living the lifestyle.
Yeah, sounds like good goals to me, and I think you'll be able to achieve all of those. Again, you're in a very specific market, and I think that's something you will be able to take advantage of, and clearly you already have. Any advice, parting advice for the listener?
Just get out there and do it. There's fears, but the easiest way I've found to tackle those fears is just to get out there and do it, because once you start doing it, you realize it's not as bad as you play it up to be in your head.
Yeah, educate. Learning by doing, right? You're getting that education on the job site. You weren't on the job site. You had a general contractor doing that work for you. But that's good advice. And just getting started. Like we said at the start of the show, most common regret. If you talk to any successful real estate investor out there, I should have done it sooner. Why didn't I start when I was in my 20s? Holy cow. Where we'd be now would be something else. So good congratulations to you. Success so far. You'll continue to enjoy that. Great advice to the listener. And to the listener, again, text the keyword EXPO to 88007. I hope to see you there as well. Clint will be there. I'll be there. Thousands of other members. And in the meantime, remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.